in the 12th chapter of the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The narration explains how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his devotional mood of service to Lord Jagannath, was always thinking of his pleasure. In Krishna consciousness, nothing is simply a ritual for ritual's sake. Every single thing we do should be done in the consciousness of pleasing Krishna through our sincere devotion. Lord Chaitanya, knowing that Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra were coming to reside for 9 days in Sri Gundicha Mandir, wanted them to be received in the most pleasant atmosphere. In one sense, Lord Chaitanya taught that symbolically, Ratha Yatra is inviting Krishna back into the home of our own hearts. But before we can truly invite him, our hearts must be a completely clean and pure place for him to sit. Lord Chaitanya told his associates, Kashi Mishra, the superintendent of the temple, bring brooms and buckets. I personally want with my associates to clean the Gundicha temple. What a wonderful description of how it was cleaned. They swept and swept and swept. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, each devotee, he gave them garland, anointed their limbs with sandalwood pulp, and gave them a broom. They all marched in together and they swept. Lord Chaitanya was sweeping. He was sweeping with so much enthusiasm, it appeared that he had 100 arms. He had all the devotees collect dust, sand, dirt, whatever particles may have been there on the floor, the walls, the ceiling. And then Lord Chaitanya, with his own cloth, picked up piles of dust and brought it outside. Similarly, his devotees did the same. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now let us sweep the temple again, searching for finer and finer particles of sand and dust and straw. After the temple was utterly cleaned, any debris, the devotees were standing with 100 buckets of water, waiting for the order. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the signal, they all started throwing the water on the ceiling, on the walls, on the altar, in the bhog, in the kitchen, on the floor, everywhere. Devotees were bringing more and more buckets from the sacred lake Indrajumna Sarovar. Devotees were passing the buckets back and forth. Sometimes the buckets were colliding with each other and breaking. They had to bring newer, more buckets and buckets. There was so much of a congestion to Indrajumna Sarovar, devotees were going to whatever wells or bodies of water they can find to get more and more water, and they were throwing everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, with his own cloth that he was wearing, he was rubbing and shining and cleansing every part of the temple. At times, his eyes were crying so much in ecstasy that he was cleaning the temple with his tears. After the Gundicha temple was completely cleaned, so many pastimes took place there. Devotees would pour water secretly on Lord Chaitanya's feet. Then another devotee would say, please give me charity. And he would be given that water and drink it. Then another person would come to him and said, please give me charity. And he would give whatever remnants of water of the Charanamrita. Another time a Bengali Vaishnava, right in Lord Chaitanya's own presence, when he was conscious of what was happening, he poured water on Lord Chaitanya's feet while Lord Chaitanya was cleaning the altar of Jagannath. And he began to drink it. Lord Chaitanya turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami, externally quite angry, and said, just see what offense your Bengali Vaishnava has caused me to make. Taking my foot wash on Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath's altar. So Swarup Damodar Goswami and Lord Chaitanya's command took him by the neck and pushed him out of the temple. Swarup Damodar Goswami came back and appealed to Lord Chaitanya to forgive the Bengali Vaishnava. Unlimited pastimes took place in the cleansing of Gundicha Mandir. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to inspire the devotees in their cleaning, he was promising, if you are cleaning very nice, I will reward you with Jagannath's Mahaprasad cakes. Now you teach others how to clean so nicely. And others, if he saw they were not working to their full extent, he would penalize them and lovingly chastise them. They let the water out of the temple, and it was like a great, great deluge of water coming out into the gardens. Mahaprabhu, with his own cloth, he shined that temple till it was sparkling. Finally, when he found, now it is so perfectly pure, clean, and fresh, it is an appropriate place to bring Lord Jagannath and his brother and sister. Then they did the same thing and cleaned the temple of Lord Narasimhadev. After cleaning Narasimha temple, Lord Chaitanya was singing the prayers of Narasimha. And there was a big, big kirtan. Mahaprabhu himself was dancing and dancing in ecstatic love, exhibiting so many symptoms of devotion. He turned to Advaitacharya's son, whose name was Gopal, said, Gopal, dance! Gopal started dancing, and within a minute he fell to the ground unconscious. There was not a single symptom of life to be seen in his body. The devotees tried by all means to wake him up. Advaitacharya, his father, began to cry. All the devotees gathered around, chanting very loudly the holy names of Krishna. Still, Gopal did not awaken. Devotees thought, perhaps he is dead. So they chanted as loud as they possibly could into his ears the holy names of Krishna, 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 Krishna. Lord Chaitanya gracefully approached the lying body of Gopal and told him, Gopal, stand up. Gopal stood up. Seeing this great wonder, the devotees danced in transcendental ecstasy, jubilantly chanting Krishna's holy name. After cleaning the Gundicha temple and Narasimhadev Bhagavan's temple, they all went in Indradyumna Sarovar to bathe and have wonderful, wonderful pastimes. After Lord Chaitanya pushed the Jagannath cart with his head, brought it again into motion, it soon came to the Gundicha temple. Here, Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath were taken from their carts and brought on to the beautiful throne within the garden of Vrindavan called Gandisha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees danced and chanted before the Lord in his home in Gandisha for the remainder of the day. Then they all went to Indradyumna Sarovar to take their bath. We will discuss that story after some time when we come to Indradyumna Sarovar. For 9 days, Lord Jagannath and his brother and sister Balaram Subhadra remain in Gandisha every year. Lord Chaitanya, he would go with his devotees into the gardens within the compound of Gandisha. The beautiful, beautiful kirtans. Sometimes Vasudev Dutt would sing. Vakreshwar Pandit would dance. Lord Chaitanya would dance from tree to tree throughout the gardens. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Sri Radharani again united with Krishna in Vrindavan after so much separation. We cannot possibly grasp what is this devotional ecstasy that the Lord experienced. However, in our own humble and fallen condition, we could worship that Lord. And we could remember these pastimes. For by doing so, we naturally become attracted to his loving service. And thus we become purified. At this time, we should meditate on how utterly necessary it is for us to take seriously the process of cleansing our hearts. By following the four regulative principles, we do not allow any more dirt to enter into our hearts. By guarding against the offenses to the holy names, especially offenses against Vaishnavas, we do not allow terrible, terrible dirt to cover the throne of the Lord within our heart. Through hearing the glories of the Lord as revealed by the great acharyas, by serving the Lord, by chanting the holy names of the Lord attentively, carefully, every single day, by remembering the Lord, the nine processes of devotional service must be very carefully followed by each devotee. Srila Prabhupada put the greatest emphasis on following the four regulative principles and chanting attentively every single day and working cooperatively to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya. By doing so, gradually our heart becomes clean. In the pure state, only Krishna is pleased to fulfill all of our desires. Anandam buddhivaradhanam pratipadam punam vidasvadhanam. When our heart is cleansed through hearing and chanting the glories and names of the Lord, Krishna fulfills all our desires. The soul's desires, not the mind's desires. The soul's desire is for the eternal service of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed in Shikshastakam what is the innermost desire of the soul. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani shuri bhavata bhaktirohai. Not to desire wealth, women, men, prestige, fame, liberation, but just pure service to the Lord, birth after birth after birth. So at this time, everyone, please go to Gundicha Temple. We will wait here. First go to Gundicha Temple, then go to Narasimha Temple, and try to stay all together. And depending on what time, we'll meet you at Narasimha's Temple. Depending on what time you come out, we were invited to one place for a few minutes. We'll either go there first or second. Probably we'll go there first, and then we will go to Indrajumana Sarovara to take bath.